This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Nom.com. And if you love your pet, which I know you do, you're going to want to feed them the finest pet food of all time by going to Nom.com. You can try out some of the finest food available to your beloved pet, your best friend. Everyone loves their dog. You can try out the beef mash, the chicken cuisine, the pork potluck, and turkey fare meals for your dog. And there's many, many more different recipes on there. If you love your dog, you're going to want to give them this food. It's absolutely amazing. It looks so damn good, I would eat it myself. And I'll tell you what, you can really not even tell by the love and affection that your dog gives you after they eat some of Nom's delicious food. You're going to see it as well because their fur looks so much sweeter, healthier, and just thicker and just fuller because I'll tell you what, the vitamins and the nutrition, all the good stuff is in this food that your dog needs to grow a healthy set of fur, live a long, healthy life, and be your best friend forever. You can also use our code VOMSHOW to save up to 50% off your first order and get free shipping for a limited time. Go to Nom.com and tell them the nerd sent you. This podcast is also brought to you by our friends over at Binoid.com, makers of the finest THC product on the market. They've been longtime sponsors of the show and also been providing me the greatest THC product on the market. I absolutely love Binoid. We've been with them for quite a while now, and they've been good to us, and oh my goodness, I love their product. I started off with the capsules, then I moved on to the vape pens, then I started rolling my own with the flower, then I got the pre-rolls because I got lazy. Doesn't matter. This stuff is absolutely amazing and will make you feel good in many different ways, mentally, physically, and it will just improve the quality of your life. You have to try this stuff out. It is changing the way people are living their lives. Binoid, Binoid.com, and also our sister website because it's so big. There's so much business. We had to open up another website, Blooms Hemp, BloomsHemp.com. You can get wax, dabs, pre-roll flower, capsules, you can get the cigarettes, you can get the pre-rolled blunts, you can get the vape cartridges, you can get the gummy bears, the gummy worms, the sour diesel patch, you can get the wax, the dabs, all the hoodads and all that shit. I don't even understand. There's so many different ways now to get THC in your system. It's blowing my mind. You can even get soda cans, seltzer with THC infused in it. This stuff will get you laced up. And I will also tell you a little secret here. We now have psychedelic mushrooms in three different flavors, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, and white chocolate. This stuff will send you straight to heaven if you have a couple of bites. It is a phenomenal product. Very safe and secure, lab-tested THC. And, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. We have mushrooms. I will say it again. This stuff is phenomenal. You have to check it out right now and use our code NERD to save 10% and get free shipping on any order at Binoid.com and Blooms Hemp.
On with the show.
It's another episode of the often imitated, never duplicated Voices of Misery podcast. And of course, I'm one half of your dynamic duo, the nerds. I'm the nerd and you are.
Nerdette.
How the hell are you, superstar?
What does that mean?
We're a little late today, but fashionably late. A lot of things have been changing in our lifestyle and our scheduling. So a couple minutes late today, but we are still here and we are doing a lot.
And we didn't
of
even say a time this week. So
yeah, I did.
I don't remember you saying a time at all.
Well, there was a tweet put out earlier saying we're going to be at around 7:30 today. And
oh, see, I don't know that.
Well, there you go. It's out. What's going on with you? How are you feeling?
I'm fine, man.
Yeah. How's life treating you?
All right.
I feel like we're fucking strangers. I haven't seen you much lately.
I know, it's nice, right?
It's fucking great. I feel like our relationship has improved. We're getting along a lot better. And the secret is
you
just
have your toy. Oh, you're working out of the house now. Like, it's like, wow.
Oh my goodness. It's like, why the hell are you here anymore?
Why do
I need you anymore? It's pretty cool, but we'll get into all those life changes and stuff. But what the hell have you been up to? I know you've been watching
Yeah, I'm not doing nothing.
You're rewatching a show.
Yeah, Teen Wolf, I'm rewatching.
Why are you, isn't that the gay one?
Why do you keep saying that? Who said that?
Did we determine if that was the gay show or not?
No, it's not. It's no.
Didn't Scott say it was gay, or did he mean it was the other one still? Have we decided yet?
I'm telling you, it had to be Riverdale.
Okay. You sure it was Riverdale?
Which was an ass of a show.
Okay.
But you never even saw the original Teen Wolf. We were talking about it last night.
Who cares? It has nothing to do with the movie. This show is so freaking good. Really? If you like the supernatural stuff and like real werewolves that mm-hmm. look like actual real werewolves and not puppy dogs.
I don't know, man. I've seen a little bit
of
it.
And it's got good people in it, so.
It's got the Superman guy.
Yeah, it's got him in it. I'm on season 3 now. So it's got the girl who played Mary Queen of Scots from Rain. Mm-hmm. Like and she's now on Grey's Anatomy. Like there's people in there that I know. Mm-hmm. So it's a good show. I like this one.
Yeah. Well, what else have you been doing? That's it?
No, nothing. I plan on watching Big Brother Canada tonight. Oh, I did watch the Challenge All-Stars. They released 2 episodes. I'm fucking pumped.
That's right. You were super excited because little Cutie Pie is back.
And she won the first challenge. She came in first. I was freaking cheering.
She's jacked,
like,
isn't she?
Oh, my. She's not jacked, though. She's I see that she's more fit, but I don't see her being, like, disgusting, like, bodybuilder grossness. Like, she's fit.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. But I did listen to... She did a podcast with for those of you that listen to the or watch the challenge, she did a podcast with Bananas, and I listened to that this morning, so I know shit's gonna be coming.
Oh, so they've already filmed it.
Yeah, this was filmed a year and a half ago.
Damn.
And they just now put it out, so she's been back for a while. We just didn't know.
They don't fuck around here, man. They film that shit way in advance.
I don't know. You know what? It's really weird how shows like film seasons or whatever, because the challenge has grown so big where there's like 5, there's many, many challenge shows now. It's not just the core one.
Yeah.
So they had to film them all. And now I realize with The Amazing Race, like, we're on, I think, season 35 or 36. I can't remember.
Mm.
But this was, we're on season 36 right now, but it was filmed before season 35. I can't explain that. I don't know how the fuck that works.
Mm-hmm.
Like, last season, they were on airplanes and stuff. They were traveling again. This season, it's just like, it's back to COVID shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? I had to look it up. I'm like, why is this season so freaking stupid all over again? And it's Google said that it was filmed before last season. So I'm like, well, why the fuck did they release this one after? I'm so confused. But, yeah, so The Amazing Race is not that good. I don't like when they're just all starting at the same time. So, that's not the race. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Get to an airport. Screw someone over on a fucking flight.
Screw someone over.
Let someone get stuck at the airport. The last ones can't get on the flight. There's no freaking room. Now you're screwed.
Mm.
Try to get out of that mess. That's what I want to see. That's what the race is.
Oh, so it's like people that they don't have set itinerary. They have
right.
To find
they have
their
to
own
they
wife.
Have to get okay. their tickets, and if they miss that flight, you're find fucked. Another one.
You're fucked.
The groups are 2 hours ahead of you.
This sounds like every person who flies Spirit Airlines experience. I mean, everybody who flies Spirit. If you've ever flown Spirit, I'm sure. I've never flown Spirit, but I've heard the horror stories.
I'm also watching General Hospital. So I'm watching stuff, but it's nothing like new or anything.
It's so weird. You're watching General Hospital again. It's like you're going right on back to 2010.
Fucking sucks.
All over again. And you're back into the show again, right? Did it take you a while?
It did. Well, when it's Jason and Sonny, I'm back in, and I care. Like, I care about those people. You give me the Quartermains, I don't give a fuck.
See, they were my family.
I know.
The Castellines, but they're
so
dead.
Freaking boring. Mm-hmm. That whole half of the show, I can't stand them.
The Quartermains used to be good until they killed off like fucking 90% of them.
Give me the mob part of it.
No.
If it was just all... I know, and that's the stuff that you hated.
I hated the mob shit.
Give me that and all that side of the people, and, like, that's a show for me. Yeah. And then, like, I'm like, Brooklyn and her mom. She came from Bold and Beautiful, and now she's got this terrible
Brooklyn.
Accent.
Ned's daughter, right? Is it the same Brooklyn?
Oh, God. No, I don't think it's a... maybe it is.
She was a singer.
I don't know. I don't know, but I'm just like, this woman that came from... I can't stand this character that she's playing, and I'm like...
Brooklyn?
No, her mother, I can't remember her name from Bold and Beautiful.
I can't remember. It's been so long.
I don't know, but she showed up, and I'm like, oh my God, why is she acting like a moron? And so I'm just like, fast forward that scene. I don't know.
Hey, what's up, Danila? Just jumped in. A couple IPRK, a couple people chop in there. What's going on? Happy Friday to you.
I stick to the mob shit. Fast forward the rest. It's all fucking boring. I don't give a fuck.
I go back. Before Sunny, I watched the show. And it was so different. And then when they switched it over and they put the mob bullshit in.
Yeah, it was more about the hospital and stuff,
it
right?
It was all, yeah. They changed the show completely. It was the Sunny show. And I hated that character. I grew to resent him, but.
See, and I think that's why. Because I came in. Yeah. And Sonny was already in control of everything when I came in. I don't even know when the hell that 90s. I don't even know. Mm-hmm. Like so
90s.
Like I came in and he was already set. Him and Jason, like all those people were already, and that was more interesting to me. I didn't know all the other stuff. I just thought the hospital shit was so damn boring.
You didn't know Dr. Jason as a kid?
No, I didn't know. No. Yeah,
you didn't know us.
Yeah. I didn't know Stone.
Stone was
like
Stone,
I didn't
Keats.
Know all those yeah, I didn't well
Robin. Oh, I love Robin. She's my favorite. It's Robin Scorpio.
Yeah, so
this is going to be a General Hospital podcast. We got to move on. What else are
you
going to watch?
Well, that's what you asked me what it was.
I don't want to get sucked back in. I'm starting to remember these characters. I'm like, I remember her. I remember her too.
Yeah, not that I haven't been watching anything. I'll probably, like I said, watch the Big Brother Canada tonight, and that's about it. I saw another preview for Bridgerton for next month, and I'm fucking pumped. So that'll be coming out. I'll be watching something new.
Yeah,
that hasn't been shown yet. I'm just rewatching stuff.
We need you to get on to some new things.
There's nothing good though. Like
I'm slacking.
I'm looking, and I'm just nothing is like catching my eye. Things are suggested to me, and I'm like, and I'll look, and I'm like, just no.
Yeah.
So
my list keeps growing, and it ain't shrinking. My list keeps coming and coming, man. And it's like fucking. I did watch part of your thing today. The Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of it, and I couldn't get into it.
I told you the first two episodes were boring.
Maybe I'll give it a shot, then. That's as far as I got at work today, I was watching it.
Because you and I are kind of like the same when it comes to this type of shit.
Give me the dirt.
Yeah. The first two episodes, I'm just like, I don't care about this guy. Like, yeah. Okay, there were some scenes that were questionable, but like, really, okay, we're looking way too much into shit. Mm-hmm. And then it got into the pedophile shit, and I'm like, okay, now this is interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, what happened to this poor freaking kid when he was growing? Like, terrible. Like, that, I don't know why that was, but that was interesting to me.
Well, because that's what the selling point was. It was like some horrible shit happened to these
right,
kid
and
actors.
I remember
and
that kid.
You want to know what happened.
I remember, because there was a girl that I babysat that watched Drake and Josh, and I'm like.
You never heard of that. Well, I think I heard it. Never seen
and
it.
So I remember seeing the kid on TV, and I'm like, wow, the terrible shit. Like, so, like, I don't know. The first two episodes were just hurry up and get through it.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe you would find it interesting.
Well, I don't know, man. It's like. And for me, my main thing is, why aren't the parents in jail along with these fucking people that they're trying to get in trouble? I mean, if you're sending your kid to an audition or a TV show and you're not monitoring your underage child around all these fucking adults, then you have a fucking problem here. Or you're just blinded by the fame and money that's coming in and you're just turning a blind eye to it, you know? I hold the parents equally as responsible as this fucking pedophile guy who was going after the kids. Nyla
yeah,
agrees.
See, keep watching.
Yeah.
Because the parents were involved, so yeah keep watching.
But
because
parents, I just sent my 7-year-old kid to the set and drove home fucking 3 fucking hours away. Just let them stay there. Oh, I trusted the guy.
Yeah.
He handed me a check with a lot of zeros on it. Of course I trust them. Fucking scumbag parents, man. Fuck these people.
Oh, God. I don't know, but that's it. That's it. Yeah. Have I done anything?
Yeah.
Order stuff on Amazon? Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Fucking absolutely.
The paint changed and it's like, oh, it's like a new house. I'm like, well, now the walls are bare. So what can we put up on the wall to make it more beachy? And I'm just like, oh, that looks nice. Mm-hmm. Add that to the cart.
Well, in all fairness, it wasn't just you ordering things. Right. I ordered some batteries because poor Monica was worn out.
Well, yeah. In just a matter of days, it was
3 days
out.
Monica was worn out.
So that goes to show people what the fuck I've been going through
There's
for 18
wrong
years.
With me, man.
Well, I've always said that.
Yeah.
But no, like I had stuff that I was looking at, and I put them in the cart, but I hadn't really decided. And I never just go and order stuff without talking to you anyway. So it was just sitting in the cart, and then last night or the night before you came out, you're like. By the way, I ordered everything that was in the cart. And like, whoa, wait a minute.
You had it sitting there for a fucking reason for me to see.
It was ideas. I was just deciding, well, I need a battery. So I just freaking ordered it. I'm like, oh, okay. So
Monica was hungry. I had to feed her three, whatever, the weirdest batteries. You couldn't find them anywhere except for on Amazon. My fucking sex toy fucking died.
Well, you know, that worker's like, oh, okay. We know where these batteries are going to. Make sure they're packaged all nice and special with a little red bow on them.
It's so fucking weird, man. So anyway, Monica's going to be working. As soon as this show's over, she's going to be going overtime.
Right. Oh, my God. What is happening?
Oh, big news. O.J. Simpson passed away. You want to have a moment of silence?
No, nope, I don't.
The juice?
I'm tired of people talking about it.
I know.
I don't understand. This dude was a fucking scumbag.
He was.
And we're going to just keep talking about him. Breaking news on TV. Like, shut the fuck up.
It's all over.
Stop talking about him. He's a scumbag. Good riddance.
Well, yeah. Well, you have to think, when it comes to O.J. Simpson, there's two ways to talk about him.
Yes, as a football player.
You have to separate the two. He was a great football player.
Okay, well, he was a terrible human being.
One of the greatest of all time. So you can honor his football accomplishments and also fucking dishonor the man because he was a piece of shit. We all know he did that.
Yeah.
You know he fucking killed Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman and fucking had sex with Cato Kaelin probably, his little bitch that lived in the little guest house with him.
Fucking piece of shit.
He was a piece of shit, but you know what? He's a great football player, and rest in hell. You know, it's funny, because like just yesterday, or the day before, he was alive, and now he's burning in hell. So, right where he belongs.
I hope so.
O.J. Simpson. But you know what the fucked up thing about it is that the search is still going to go on. We're never going to find out. Because supposedly, he was on a search to find the real killers. Remember that?
No, He was looking for
like autograph signings. He was looking for on the golf course, and at the bars, around other girls, strip clubs. So, he was looking hard for her, so... We're never going to find out who the real killer was. Well, I mean, that was his thing.
I know.
Other than that, work's been pretty good. I've been fucking harassed, which I don't even know. And we were talking about this on the phone on the way back.
He wasn't harassed, people. He has made friends. He just doesn't want to admit that they're friends. People say hello and how are you and want to actually talk to you and, you know, and shout to you across the store.
Yeah.
Like, it should be make you feel good.
You have a beautiful night as well, Nyla. Fucking amen. So these people are just... Now, let me know if I have the problem. And I want people out there to let me know if I have the problem here. I mean, I start this new job and I don't work with these people. I'm a vendor and I work alone, pretty much. I don't have to deal with these people. The first couple of days, I was left alone for the most part.
You're a vendor within a store. Because a vendor to me sounds like a fucking fruit stand somewhere.
That's kind of what I am.
Within a store. So you don't work for that store, but you sell something in that store. You're one of those people hey, you want to buy this?
And if they don't, then get the fuck out of my way. Hey, can you help me with this? No, you got to go talk to them. I don't do that. And that's pretty much what my job is. I mean, I hang out. I fucking bullshit. I can play on the phone all day. I can watch. I was watching stuff today. Very easy job. I don't do much. I maybe help like two customers an hour, and that's being fucking generous. So anyway, after the first couple of days, people just started coming over to me and just like introducing themselves. And I'm like, okay, introduction. Get the fuck out of my way. And then they would introduce themselves and then hang out for like a minute or two and then like throw out a comment or two. And then we talk. All right, see you later. And then the past couple of shifts, it's been like full on like fucking conversations. And people are just... I don't know if they had a meeting like, hey, this guy just doesn't want to fucking talk. We got to harass him until he fucking quits. Because it's everybody. I even have a fucking nickname now. The fucking like, one of the girls that works there was fucking has to say my fucking title of where I don't want to say where I work, obviously, but like the title of where I work. She goes, Misty Eggman. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck? And it's just, I hear that voice, and immediately my ears are bleeding, and I just want to fucking just go nuts and go berserk. And I don't know what the hell happened to me, but working at home really fucking just shut me off completely because I was already bad. I hated small talk. You've known me for how many years now?
Too many.
I've always hated the small talk. I hated fucking dealing with customers, hated coworkers, never got along with the small talk bullshit. And these people are just really shoving it home. And they were talking about like this one guy throws parties at his house and was talking about that. I'm like, I don't fucking care. You know, and they'll be talking about everything other than the job, and like this one dude follows me around the fucking store, and I got to like hide from him and shit. It's obnoxious. I got this one customer who came in, and let's say if I worked like my first six shifts, I seen this lady five of those six shifts. She would come in there every day to look for me, and I'm just like, what the fuck, dude? Got to get out of this thing, and I got to work at home again where I'm safe. I don't have to touch anybody. I don't have to shake a fucking hand. Now they're doing the fist pounds. I see people wearing masks. I see all these LGBs and shit. And I'm like, what the hell? I didn't even know. Where the fuck were these people 4 years ago? Oh, they didn't exist. They were just created because of the media. It's insane, man. It's just, I shouldn't be around the public. And you were saying how I can turn it on. I can't anymore. I can't fucking do it.
Well, obviously you are, because they're all talking to you. They're talking to you more now than they were a couple days ago.
Dude, it's hard. If you saw me, if you could be a fly on the wall watching my body language, you'd be like, he's fucking about to blow a gasket. I'm doing the thing where I'm turning my hands around. I'm like ripping out my thumb as I'm talking to someone, looking, yeah, you motherfucker, you this small talking to me. I'm fucking like ripping away my skin. It's ridiculous, and I do not like it, but I'm home now.
Well, you're an asshole. So.
I am an asshole, and we're about to get into that, but I do want to give a couple shout-outs. There's a couple of shout-outs here. Shout-out to Mia Maven and George, who left nice feedback on our shows. And our new friend of the show named Nadine, she's from Canada, wanted to say what's up, and what's up to you, Nadine. There's your shout-outs for the week. And one very special one is your pal, Sherry. She wanted me to let you know something, if that's okay, before we get into the asshole. Can we spare 5 minutes for the third member of the show?
Okay.
Are you hitting the fucking alarm?
You
just hit the stopwatch. I'm going to get through this. Sherry wanted me to let you know to stop your bitching. Because we may have snakes in the yard, but it could be a lot worse. Like this person who had an alligator burst through a screen door and then chilled out in their kitchen.
Yeah.
What would you do if an alligator broke in the house?
I wouldn't live where there's alligators. That ain't happening.
So if you just
I got enough problems with snakes. I'm not living somewhere where there's alligators. This is just not going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So a Florida woman heard a rattling noise coming from the front screen door of her home, thought someone was trying to get into the wrong house. That someone turned out to be a nearly 8-foot-long alligator. Her name is Mary Hollenbach of Venice. She heard the noise on March 28th while she was relaxing at her home in the city's Grand Palm community. She goes, I'm sitting on my sofa. It's late in the afternoon. I'm just watching TV and I heard my front door rattle, my screen door. And I thought somebody who didn't live here was trying to come in, thinking that they were probably in the wrong house because that happens frequently. So by the time I got up and went to the front door, the gator was already inside. So she freaked out immediately and called 911 and she went and hid in another room and they came and picked this thing up. But the fact that it broke into the house is absolutely incredible. So I thought that was a really cool one there. So Sherry, wanted me to let you know, stop your fucking bitching because it could be a lot worse. So you better embrace those damn snakes.
Yeah, no. Nope. No. Nope.
You know what we should do is box them up and send them down there for the shits she sent here.
She sees snakes in her yard too. I did like... Listen. Mm-hmm. When do they go away? Because I know there's... There's a point where we stop seeing them. When the hell is that?
Winter. I don't know.
Is it really winter?
Yeah.
I thought when it was like really hot... They don't come out either.
Some do. That's why you see like the rattlers and shit. Like, think about an old western. It's all hot and shit. The cowboys are fucking sweating their balls off and you see a rattling snake in the corner.
God.
Can we talk about what Sherry sent here? Because that, me and her had some big problems. I'm going to let Sherry know to never do that again.
No, you know, she sent the pickle flavored jelly beans.
Yuck.
Peeps body spray and Peeps chapstick.
We had a topic about those. Like a week ago?
Yeah, and she went immediately to the goddamn $5 store, or Five and Under, or whatever the hell that damn store is called.
Yeah.
She found it all, bought it all, and sent it here. Hmm. So then I was a nice person, and I opened the pickle jelly beans, and I'm like, Sam, you want some candy? And she's like, yeah. Got jumped off her bed for some candy. I gave her one. Mm. She about puked. She's like, what flavor is this? And I'm like, it's pickle. I hate pickle. She immediately ran to the garbage can. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. I wish I had... I don't think before I do things.
Oh, I could have told you that. I just didn't want to sleep on the couch.
I haven't done it in a long time. But I... For a while, I was scaring you when you would get super, like, freaking out... to space,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you ruined my high. Yeah.
I wish I had taped that. Like, I don't think... Like, when I gave her that jelly bean, I should have immediately had the camera going, and I did not. But, like, that was freaking hysterical. She hated that. But then I gave her the Peeps body spray, because you know damn well I ain't freaking gonna walk around smelling like a damn peep.
No.
So, Fuck that.
But no, we love Sherry, and that was awesome. But don't forget, Sherry, payback's a bitch.
I did keep the Peeps chapstick, because I'm obsessed with chapstick, yeah.
Yeah, but listen, don't ever put that shit on your lips and come anywhere fucking near me.
I'm wearing it now.
All right, then get you're sitting too close. Sherry's a real asshole for sitting that stuff down here, and that's the perfect segue to why we're all here tonight. And your favorite show of the week is the Asshole Show, and I have no idea why you love this one so much.
That's the last one.
Well, Jesus. Just fucking blow the suspense. There you go. Are you ready to hop into it here?
Yeah.
All right. Here's a nice softball for you to get things rolling. This person wants to know, am I the asshole for wanting to be nice to my dad's girlfriend of 15 years? Mm. I'm a 27-year-old female, daddy's girl, if you will. My parents divorced when I was 13. Dad's 53, and he's been with the same girlfriend, who's 55, the whole time. Her name is Susan. So they've been together for 14 years, if you want to do the math here.
Yeah.
Susan and I never really bonded, but I was always respectful towards her for my dad's sake. I did have an older brother, and they got along great, to the point where she was in awe of him. When my brother passed away in 2022 from an overdose, things went downhill on my brother's one-year celebration of life that I planned with my dad.
What is... Why?
Well, because it sounds nicer.
Do, yeah, but why did they do that?
Because you want to remember someone. I don't see a problem
with
that.
My aunt is crazy with this type of crap.
Well, it's not a bad idea to have it. It's how you celebrate. Like, she's a fucking maniac. Tell them how they...
She goes to my cousin's grave and, like, they drink and party. Like, it's a fucking... It's a literally a freaking, like, block party on his grave. Like, I just... Like, I get it.
Was he a partier?
But it's just weird to me. He died young.
Like, was
like,
he a partier?
Like
20.
Like, no. He was a young kid. I,
but if
it's
he wasn't
just
a
bizarre
partier,
to me. It's just, point? I don't know. It's fucking weird, man. They all sit there and get high and freaking drunk. Like, it's, I don't know.
Yeah, you see, your family does it differently, though. I mean, your family uses it as an excuse to fucking, I mean, like,
yeah, it's not like a celebration, like sit around and talk about them and, like, you know, reminisce or anything. Like, no, they hardcore fucking party in a graveyard.
Yeah, that's just a little too much for me. I mean, if you're at the point where you got to get shit faced, so I mean,
yeah, that's what it is, and like, yeah, and then they all drive drunk home. Like, yeah. I don't. It's fucking weird.
Well, Susan had a hard. Yeah, hey, he's dead. Let's join him.
That's exactly what it is.
Fucking idiots, man. That's just some dumb. That's some redneck shit right there. Now, Susan had a horrible time and started a fight with me because she wanted to plan it, which then she blamed me for his death and said that she's hated me since she's met me. My dad heard everything and told me in the heat of the argument, people say the worst things that they don't really mean. I mean, that's pretty... And that's true. You do say shit... I mean, I say shit that I don't mean all the time when I get angry. It's just... And it's just a problem I have. I don't know how to rein it in. Like, if I get pissed off, it's coming out, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's... I don't... I just don't know where the fuck it comes from. Impulse, I don't know. But, yeah, she's a real bitch, man. The time has passed since that happened. I put a lot of space between me and her to the point where we do not talk. This year, my birthday, April 6th, I went to visit my dad. My dad asked me to say hi to Susan, but I did not feel comfortable doing so. Susan made a scene because I didn't want to say hi to her, but I feel like she owes me an apology before we go any further. Dad yelled at me at the top of his lungs to drop it and took her side. My dad said, if you can't be nice to her, then get the fuck out. I feel like I'm on the back burner. My dad and I haven't spoken since my birthday. Am I the asshole for not wanting to be nice to my dad's girlfriend of 15 years?
This sounds like my family.
Yeah, this is.
This sounds like my dad and my one sister and my stepmom. Because my stepmom will once in a while get into one of her episodes where her meds aren't working or whatever. Because she is on medication to keep her mind right, but drinks on top of it. So there are moments where she isn't all there.
Yeah.
And she will say the wrong thing. Like, she does it to me. I've talked about it on here. She will text me some nasty shit. And just start accusing me of crap. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, she'll just say things. And, like, to my one sister, she'll say stuff. And, like, I know that my dad has gone the hell off on my one sister and said, like, you either need to talk to her or, like, we're done. Like, so my dad is, like, right there with, this is literally my family.
Yeah. So how do you feel about that? I mean, this is all about forgiveness.
I think she's a bitch, this girlfriend. Like, fuck you. Yeah. You said that you hated me. I'm not going to talk to you. I wouldn't talk to you either.
Yeah, it's
my stepmother, luckily, has never said that. She just, like, she'll accuse me of, like, stupid
being,
shit.
Being, like, ungrateful and not ever seeing your dad. And yeah, she's the one that, like, tells you that they can't hang out because, like, they're too hungover.
dumb stuff. Weird. Which I can handle, because I know how she is, but she's never, like, been nasty to me. So I can handle it. Mm-hmm. But to my youngest sister, she has been. Mm-hmm. And so I can understand why the two of them don't get along.
Yeah.
You know, like, it just, I don't know. So I don't think this person's an asshole, because I wouldn't want, if like, seriously, if someone was like that to me, I wouldn't mm-hmm. want to talk to them either. I don't give a fuck who you are to my dad. Like, you disrespect me. Yeah. And I'm his kid. Like, that's fucked up.
It's bad for me, though, because, like, I don't... You know, like, I don't have a very forgiving bone in my body.
No.
I don't. I mean, you have to be in.
I do to an extent. I forgive and forgive until I don't. I mean, until it's one time too many. And then I'm like, okay, then I'm done. It takes me a little bit longer.
Some people get a little rope, and it's very few people will get any kind of rope with me at all. And I'm telling you, it's a very exclusive. I mean, like, I got less people than fingers, you know what I mean, that I can fucking name who would ever have gotten leniency in life from me. Like, in life, I always cut people off. If you do me wrong once, it's fucking over, you know? And you lie to me, it's fucking done. So I'm not the right person to be judging this one, because I would tell this person to just fucking hate this person for the rest of your life. But I did recently speak to my grandfather, yesterday, I think it was, and he basically told me to forgive the people that did him wrong, because he forgave them. And I'm like, oh, man, if you can forgive them, then I should, but I can't.
Because those people are idiots. And we're not going to get into that.
No, we're not going to get into it.
But like, your grandfather is at the end of his life. He's much, much older. And so people at that age, you know, I understand where he's coming from. But yeah, fuck those people. I don't know. But for this woman, like, seriously, I would need an apology. And like, the dad sticking up for her, like, man, that would piss me off too. So, I don't know. I don't think this person's an asshole at all. Because that, just, no. She said she hated her. She never liked, she's always hated her. Like, how the hell mm-hmm. are you supposed to go over there and visit? And talk to this? No!
It's like, you just said some heinous shit to me. And you're always going to remember. I don't know. It's tough, man.
And now you're making a scene like it wasn't a big deal. Like, that, yeah. No. I can't be around people like that. I just can't.
Yeah, I'm going to say this person's not the asshole, just because I wouldn't forgive, and I don't know, maybe I need to learn how to, I don't know, man, we'll figure that out.
It sucks because of the dad.
Yeah, but the dad took her aside, so at that point, the way I am is like, fuck you too then.
Yeah, then yeah, that sucks.
Two less people to shout for during the holiday season, for the rest of my life, and I would never talk to them again, but that's just me, I'm terrible.
That's always nice. Not having a shot for people for Christmas.
That's South Carolina, Nyla. Was asking where we're from because of the profile picture, I'm assuming. All right, this person wants to know, am I the asshole for telling my brother that he's going to be a shitty father? I mean, this is something that gets said, right? I was told I'd be a shitty dad when I was fucking 10 because I didn't make my fucking bed. I don't know why. Like they would say some heinous shit to
us. I was
us.
Told I would amount to nothing.
My brother and I were the ones and that I'm were always shit on.
I'm sitting on the couch literally all day, every day. So I guess my mom was right.
Your mom fucking nailed that one. Can you get the lottery tickets from her? Fucking
hey. Oh my god, you're going to amount to nothing.
Like, bitch, you're going to amount to nothing.
So stupid.
Bingo.
Yeah. I don't
I mean, you know what my mom said about us? And it was only myself and my brother. She always fucking shit on us, man. Like, when we were young, and she was like, you guys are going to be nothing. You're going to have fucking all these wives and kids, and you're gonna be a fucking loser. My brother was gonna be in jail. I was gonna be fucking dead. Why couldn't he been right about that one, Mom? But no, like, seriously, like, shit like that would get said to us, and I was in fucking, like, elementary school getting shit talked about. Like, I'm never gonna, you know, have a thing. And then it turns out her angelic daughters are all fucking whores with, like, 10 kids each.
Yeah.
And look at me. Stable relationship. My 10 kids, been there forever. House, you know, fucking, you know. So, anyway, that's just how it goes, I guess. But this person wants to know, am I the asshole? I'm 30 years old. I was at my brother's house. He's 34. When my sister-in-law went into labor. They live in the countryside, so the signal isn't too great sometimes unless they walk up the lane. So my brother was supposed to take her to the hospital instead of calling an ambulance. But for some fucking reason, he decided to freak out and drive off somewhere.
What?
Yeah.
When she went into labor, he left her there? In the country?
Happens in movies, right? The guy freaks out, panics.
Is there something wrong with him? Like, I understand men can sometimes freak out, but you don't take, okay, well, I'll let you deal with that on your own in the middle of nowhere. I'm going to take the fuck off and go grab a doctor 50 miles away and bring the doctor back. Yeah. Like, what's he doing? Where's he going?
Exactly. I don't know, man, but I can't drive. So I ran up the lane to call 999, so I'll give you an idea what country they're from.
Yeah, they're over there. They're across the pond.
It took forever to get signal, and then it took forever for the ambulance to get to the house. I almost had to deliver the baby, for fuck's sake. She ended up giving birth in the back of an ambulance. This whole time, my brother had just disappeared. He finally turned up at the hospital about 8 hours
after he disappeared.
Apparently, he went to our dad's house until he found out my sister-in-law gave birth and made my brother go see her.
What?
So he went to the dad's house.
He went to his father's house.
And he had to get made to go see me.
Left his wife or whatever alone. What? That's... What kind of man is that? Like, he took off... He went to go see daddy.
Yeah.
His woman is in pain and needs help. Mm-hmm. About to have a human being come out of her. And he went home to see daddy.
Even if
what the hell?
Any kind of trepidation about this baby... Let's say he got in the car and he was like, oh, and he freaks out. You have a momentary freak out, I guess. I don't know. I was in the hospital room. I was right there holding your hand.
Well, I didn't go into labor.
Yeah, so. Well, it was a C-section, but I was in there. I mean, I wasn't freaked out. But, so, I mean, I can understand, I guess, if this guy gets a little freaked out and he, like, has to drive around the block or something. But 8 fucking hours, you didn't sober
up? Yeah, it was weird.
And be like, hey, I should be there. 8 hours? No, this guy's a fucking loser, man. So I yelled at him outside the hospital for being so stupid. He told me that he just got scared and didn't know what to do.
For 8 hours?
Yeah. For 8 hours. You sure as hell went to your dad's house. I told him he's going to be a shit dad if he keeps reacting like this. What's he going to do when the kid gets injured and it's his responsibility to take him to the ambulance? Is he just going to dump the kid and run off to dad's again? What a bitch. He started crying and called me a twat for being mean. I just lost it and went off on him. Now he won't talk to me. Am I the asshole?
I don't know.
I'm not the asshole. You tell him. It's your brother. You tell him. I mean, if your own
family can't be honest with you. He's an asshole for taking off, but, like, she went and said you're going to be a terrible father.
Obviously. I mean,
I don't know.
He didn't just freak out and drive around the block.
No, he fucking freaked out and fucking left.
You just fucking abandoned your woman.
Went to a freaking bar and shit. Just didn't give a fuck. I don't know. I don't know, man. I guess... Not the asshole, but I don't know. He's definitely an asshole for freaking out and leaving for 8 hours. Like, I'm not... Like, he's an asshole for that.
Yeah.
Is she an asshole for saying... Like, I don't know.
I don't think... I mean, you gotta be able to be honest with your family. And if your family's lying to you, that's the people you expect to hear the truth from the most. Your family. Because your friends are gonna lie to you because they don't want to upset you. But your family be like, no, you're a fucking idiot.
But it's true, though. Like, when it... God forbid the kid falls down and cracks its head open.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I did that. And, like what are you going to do when there's blood everywhere and the kid needs stitches? You're just going to take off to your dad's house again? Like that moment that you left when I was in labor and took off for fucking 8 hours and left me here with nowhere to go and no signal. Like, I can't depend on you at that point. Like that. Like, you're undependable. So, I don't know. Like, oh, my God.
What's going on, Nathan? Yeah, I don't know, man. I would have to say you're not the asshole in this one. Because
dude needs to grow up. Like, seriously. Like, I don't understand. Say, take some daddy and me classes or something. Like, there's something weird.
Yeah.
How do you just... That's bizarre. I would never want to get knocked up again by him. He's just going to leave you there in the freaking woods. You just take off.
I mean, you abandon her and your child at the moment that they needed you
the most.
With the
only car you have.
Yeah.
Someone who can't drive anyways, even if there was another... The person in labor can't drive because you took the freaking car. Like, I don't know. I don't like this guy.
I'm not a doctor, and I don't know anything about childbirth, obviously, except for you put the... I know how to make a baby. I don't know how to deliver one. So you got to figure, I mean, if you leave her behind and she's in labor and there's no way to get to a hospital, the baby could die, you'd think.
Yeah, what if the baby got stuck?
Yeah.
Right? She had to deliver it at home because you took off, right? Yeah. The ambulance isn't there. They have no freaking signal. They can't call. What if the baby got stuck? What if the baby came out and the cord was wrapped around its neck? Like, oh my God, so many freaking things could have gone wrong because this idiot took off for 8 hours to his daddy's house.
And he never
guy. This guy is a freaking loser.
He never lived it down either. Not the asshole.
I guess she's not an asshole just because he's way too much of an asshole. Like that really, like seriously, that's, I don't even know how you could do that.
But telling someone, hey, you're going to be a shit father if you keep this up, that's a way to sober someone up. That's like a slap across the face, you know?
I don't think that's going to get through to him. I really don't. Like, he's throwing a little hissy fit and not talking to her. Mm-hmm. So, he probably doesn't see that he did anything wrong. Like, that woman, wife, girlfriend, whatever, he got knocked up, she needs to freaking put her foot down and, like, say something. Because this is, don't ever get knocked up by him again. Or move into the city or something, because you're going to be screwed.
I mean, you think about how women were in, like, the 1950s on TV when, like, they're screaming or they're being erratic and the man smacks her across the face and she stops and sobers up. That's kind of what that comment was to this brother. At least that's what I feel it should have been meant as. How it was intended.
I think he's an idiot. I don't think he gets it. And the dad! He's at the dad's house chilling out. Did the dad not know until, like, the last minute that she was in labor?
Yeah.
And been like, dude, get your ass over there.
Hey, where's Cindy? How's she doing? Oh, she's in labor. Really? And why are you here?
What is happening?
Well, I left her.
It took 8 hours for them to get him to the hospital. That's just weird, man.
Jeez. Oh, man. All right, let's see what this one is all about here. First one says, am I the asshole for wanting to go to a friend's wedding without my wife?
Oh, what are you up to? What the hell are you up to?
A wedding, you figure there's a bachelor party, there's a lot
what are
of fun.
You up to if you don't want to get the plus one?
But the wedding isn't the party. I mean, that's the everyone can come party. The night before is the, all right, you can't come to that one, but you can come to the next day, right? Like, hey, you can't come to the bachelor party, obviously, it's the bachelor party, but you can come to the wedding. Like, if I had a friend in the world that was getting married and they were like, hey, you want to come to my bachelor party?
I tell you to bring Monica. Don't be touching no one. You can bring Monica
with
you.
Man, just imagine me sitting next to a rubber fucking sex toy. Hey, guys, this is Monica.
I'll make sure you have batteries. Ugh. I'll pack your bag for you. Don't touch no one. You can have Monica and that's it.
Just imagine me and Monica arguing outside. This guy's just arguing to this fucking thing in his hand. It's the weirdest fucking thing. All right, first one's to know, am I the asshole for wanting to go to the wedding without my wife? About 6 months ago, my wife and I were invited to one of my closest friend's wedding. We don't speak often, but we are very close and consider him like family despite the infrequent contact. At the time, my wife said she was unable to make it because of a work event, and we discussed it, but she said I should go and that she was sad I'd be going without her and ideally wouldn't want me to leave. All right, she sounds like a selfish bitch. Hey, I can't go, so you're not going. Wait.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Fuck her. Over the past few weeks, we've been arguing about me going and more. I discussed the dates and would be away for a week or so.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
So it's not just a wedding in the neighborhood. This is like you're going to be gone for a week or so? Why?
I discussed the dates and would be away for a week or so. As the date for the wedding has gotten closer and closer, she appears to have really taken a hard stance on not wanting me to go. I tried to tell her that it's more important for me and that it's a close friend and, to be honest, most likely the only friend's wedding I'd ever be invited to.
I don't like this guy. Like, really? I've already changed my mind. Because, why do you need to be at a wedding for a week or two?
I mean, maybe it's out of the country. Maybe it's
okay,
far away.
Okay, well, still, okay, a couple days, a weekend. Why a week or two?
I don't know.
Because now I'm on her side. What the fuck are you going to be doing? What are you doing for, like, 2 weeks?
I don't know. Maybe you'll tell us. Let's see. So I've tried to find a compromise and only go for 3 to 4 days, as it's in another country, but to attend the wedding and come back instead of the full week.
Okay.
Right now we're at an impasse because her very definitive line is me not going to the wedding at all. I'm trying to find a solution, but it appears the only way she'll be happy is if I don't go. I've tried to talk through the reasons why she doesn't want me to go, but every time I try, she says she doesn't want to talk about that because I will just give her solutions. She's a fucking bitch. I don't think she doesn't want me to go if we both can't go. She would come with me if she could, and I wish she could. However, it just feels like it's not worth the situations that might arise if I do go. We've been married for about 4 years now. We don't really argue or disagree on much, but recently this trip has put a huge wedge between us. I've traveled before internationally for work, and it hasn't been much of an issue, and even taken her with me once or twice.
So what kind of shitty friends you got?
No, I think with her, it's like, oh, because you're making money that I can spend, you can do it, but it's because you're going to have fun. You can't have fun without me. I need to keep an eye on you.
The compromise, the 3 or 4 days, that should be okay.
But she won't even compromise.
Yeah.
So she's a cunt.
That's fucked up. The week or two,
mm-hmm.
then I'd be like, okay, really?
Yeah.
I could see a few days, because especially, the, like, if it's in another country, it's usually, like, a longest flight. Like, seriously, like, hours and hours and hours. Like, 12, 24 hours. I don't even know. They're, like, on the fucking plane forever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a day right there. And then you're jet lagged, yeah. right? So that's a day right there. Like, I would give it, like, probably 5 days.
Mm.
And then, okay, now it's time for you to get your ass home.
Yeah, I mean, if I have to leave out of a country, you got to figure that's at least 2 days for travel right there. Depending right. on what country you're
and
going
And
they're
going to be laying in a hotel freaking tired as hell, yeah. jet lagged. And then you got the wedding. And then you're going to want to hang out with your well, unless they go off on a honeymoon.
Buddy, you might want to see shit. I mean, you're on vacation,
yeah.
too. You could treat them on vacation.
Like it,
a week or two is fair.
Fuck
honestly,
that.
It's fair. She's a bitch, because she won't compromise. It makes her a bitch immediately.
Yeah, she should be able to compromise, for
yeah.
sure.
If you won't even compromise, you ain't worth my time. So,
yeah.
So part of my family may have had issues with her in the past, as they don't speak anymore. My wife gets worried that I will see them, and they will convince me to not stay married or try and get us separate. I have said many times I will not choose them over her or let them convince me to leave. So she's the shady one. Especially that we've been married for a few years now.
She's not the shady one. His family's the shady one.
I don't know. Well, they don't like her for a reason and one... Like, they...
I feel...
He's making good money. He's going out of the country
is,
for work.
But when he gets around his family, they're in his ear and saying... Da-da-da-da-da-da. And so I can see her side like... I'm not comfortable with that.
You ain't messing with my meal ticket. I think I have bad feeling about this whole
see,
thing.
See, I'm seeing more and more that what the hell's going on.
See, you're seeing it from a woman's side. Of course,
yeah.
it's from a guy's point of view. Wait, let me be a Democrat. Okay, I'm a woman now. Yep, still feel the same. Back
How many
man.
Things were said, though, when you moved? And, like, constantly, like, there were things.
For years.
Yeah.
For years. They
constant.
Were trying to hook me up with my ex.
Right.
Hey,
shouldn't be with me,
yeah, guess
right?
Guess who we saw today?
This white chick. No, and like in that the white chick that took you out of Jersey and brought you to New York. I can see where this woman's coming from.
Jay Hall's in the chat. What's going on, buddy?
Well, it's about fucking time. Where the fuck has he been every week? I'm
playing with that damn cat.
Jesus Christ, that loaf of a cat.
That cat is a fucking loaf, man.
He took a couple pictures yesterday. It was so cute.
That's a big fucking cat, man.
Or was that today? I think it was yesterday.
I don't know. Our days
Anyways,
were fucking together.
I'm seeing where she's coming from, and so I can see it. Like he's gonna be hanging out with his, and they're gonna be in his freaking ear. Oh God! Like she should compromise, but I can see where she's coming from.
Yeah, if you don't compromise, then I mean, what's the point? You've been married to this motherfucker for 4 years. You're not gonna compromise with him. Get the fuck out of here!
Like, oh God!
I mean, like if you said you were gonna go to a wedding, I mean, obviously now things are gonna be different because I work outside the house. But I'd be like, hey, listen, maybe we could do these 2 days, or we could figure it out this way. Like we've even like I've tried to send you to New York a few times. Hey, I'll fucking get you a ticket. Get the fuck out of that.
I refuse.
I can't get rid of you.
I don't want to be on a plane. I definitely don't want to take the kids on the plane with all the crap that you have to go through now.
Yeah.
And I hate New York.
Me and Monica want the house to ourselves. We've been talking, man. We need the house to ourselves for a little bit.
I love my sister to death. I don't want to, like, no. Can't. Mm. I can't do it.
All right. I got another one here for
you. We live in a tourist area.
We do.
People come here.
Yeah.
Why? I'm not going to some nasty estate who can't get their shit together.
Mm-hmm.
And by chance running into someone.
Welcome to New York,
no.
you have your digital passport. No. Don't mind the migrants.
I'll probably get stuck there.
No, you probably get punched in the face. It's New York.
I'll probably get stuck there, man. Need to get a freaking vaccine and stuff to be able to board a plane. I'm not.
The second we get off the plane, like, sir, can you get out the way? We have to punch your wife in the face. Wait, what? That's how we welcome women in New York. We punch them in the face.
Thrown in front of a train.
Yeah. Dos and Adobia, what's going on to y'all? How you guys doing tonight? Am I the asshole for blowing up at my husband? because he counted his work on our Dungeons & Dragons game as one of his chores.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, we do have a Dungeons & Dragons group in this neighborhood.
I've been trying to find them. I want to get in this game. I would suck it up and play Dungeons & Dragons with some people.
These people in this neighborhood, like a couple years ago on Facebook, they're like, we're getting a group together. If anyone who wants to join, join.
Dude, I was, you know, I wanted to so bad, but then I realized I'd have to talk to motherfuckers.
Yeah, not just motherfuckers, people in the neighborhood.
Can you imagine
that's
that?
Too close to home, man. You want to drive to the next neighborhood over.
Yeah.
And not say where you live. Okay. In the hood, where they can just easily walk and ring the doorbell.
And ring the fucking doorbell. Like, hey, man, you got any of those D20s? So I'm 35, just like my husband, and we've been married for 10 years. Blissfully happy, no notes. Over COVID, we got into Dungeons & Dragons.
Good for them. Right. They kept busy.
They did it together.
Yep.
We have a weekly game that runs from 3 to 4 hours with 3 other friends. 5 of us have been going on adventures for the past few years, meeting consistently over Zoom. I've been having a great time overall. My husband is a dungeon master, which means he does a lot of work preparing the sessions. Now, I had a buddy who was our dungeon master when we played back in the day, and he had like a map, and he would draw shit, and he would get the books and read all the, do all the backgrounds. We'd have to create our characters, and he would organize all the shit. It did take him a while. I mean, we made fun of him behind his back because we're like, this motherfucker's got too much time on his fucking hands. We're going out and partying.
But did he come up with cool scenarios?
We had some fucking fun games, man. And he rolled the tightest blunts. So we had a great time.
Lord.
Yeah, speaking of that, this is why I don't smoke the shit, man. And I never liked it with other people. Because you always had that one motherfucker who always like made love to the damn thing. Like licked the fucking
thing. It made it soggy
and shit. And then he gets a lighter and he's like trying to dry it. Like, no, I don't want that.
It's gross.
I've been a germaphobe my whole fucking life, man. I was always the shotgun guy. Like, no, just fucking, just no. I'll put my hands out. You blow it in there, and I'll just
no,
inhale.
No, that's disgusting. That's nasty.
But at least you don't get all of it. I mean, that's direct mouth on saliva contact on that leaf when you're. Let's just move on here. So anyway, I really appreciate my husband's work. On the other hand, I've been feeling like I'm doing more chores in our partnership. I cook a lot. Clean the kitchen, help with the laundry, and do most of the driving. We tried splitting chores before, and there was a period where he would fold laundry or do cleaning while I cooked, but it didn't last beyond a week or two. I normally don't particularly mind, but life has been especially shit lately due to health issues in the family, and I think it put extra stress on us. So this is what happened. The other day I cooked dinner. During dinner, he was giving me a sneak peek at the magic items he made for the blacksmith in a new town. And I guess I didn't look as excited, so he asked me why.
That's amazing. I've never played that game in my life. There's a blacksmith. See, that's cool, man.
Doses, imagine the role-play sex games they have. Probably do swinging with the other nerd families. Yeah, people do. They get into that shit, man.
They have costumes and stuff.
No. There was a thing called Lair.
Yeah.
L-A-I-R-E. I forgot. Live-action role-playing or some shit in New Jersey. And people would do that kind of shit.
Wasn't that Role Models? What was that movie?
Yeah, Role Models it was, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, Paul Rudd was in it, I think. The
fucking hilarious
dude.
Movie. Yeah.
Great movie.
So freaking funny.
Yeah, it's fucking great. Hugh Janus and some other person, this long name came into the chat. Hello, guys. But yeah, and people would do that. And what they do is they like make these costumes. They have like foam swords and they fight. And then at night, they'll actually camp out there. And they'll continue their storylines. It's like you have a timeout area and a regular area. I've never been. I just know because my buddy, the one who was the game master, used to go. And he was telling me like people would hook up there all the time and shit. But he spent too much time creating D&D, so he never did the hooking up. But he saw it. And he was like, yeah, I see like people going to each other's tents and shit. So,
well, yeah, that's cool. They find people that are like them.
Yeah. Fucking weird, fucking introverted, fucking...
Yeah, but you know what? Versions. People go and reenact like wars and shit.
Yeah.
So really, like, what difference does it make? Everyone has something.
Hugh Janus, that's the name. You know what? I didn't read their name fast enough. He says, I'm literally an asshole. Yeah, well, me too. So we finally meet. This person goes, I'll be excited when you clean up the kitchen after we're done eating. Oh, man, he's an asshole. Yeah, this started a major argument. We really don't have many of these. So it's a bit intense about how I don't appreciate his work on the D&D campaign. I countered by saying he's free to work on his hobbies as much as he wants, but it's not the same thing as helping me out with the chores. To this, he countered that his work on the D&D campaign counts as a chore, just like cooking and cleaning. He said he provides a space for us, hanging out with our friends every week. In a way, he's organizing and scheduling our social life, and that it takes a lot of work. He had this excuse pre-planned and written. He was like, I'm going to not do housework, and this is going to be my excuse. He had this speech planned. He probably pulled out a little piece of paper from his pocket and was like, this is why I'm not going to do these chores, honey.
But is he doing it for hours and hours and hours? Like, when she sees him in the house, is he, like, with his notebook and coming up with scenarios, or is he just laying on the bed watching TV? Like, that's the thing. Like, yeah. There's a difference. If he's constantly writing scenarios down, then that's what he's doing. And are you enjoying the game or not? Because I'm sure a lot of that, that takes a lot of time.
Yeah. It does. It depends, though. I mean,
if you got to come up with, like, I've never played the game, so I don't know how in detail you have to be and, like, how long the game has to be. Like, I don't understand it.
They have books, too. They have books, I guess, where the books have pre-written storylines.
Oh, okay.
They'll give you ideas
and
stuff.
But that's boring. You're going to have to play them over and over and over again. That's stupid. You want to come up with your own.
Yeah, I mean, D&D can be fun if you're into it. I mean, I talk about it like I did it a lot. We only played it like 3 or 4 times together.
I mean, maybe do the book when you're all learning or something. Yeah. And then once you get the hang of it, like, come up with some new stuff. Because, I mean, I don't know.
So I thought this was absolutely bonkers. This is where things got escalated here. He did say the fact that you're asking this shows you don't understand how much work I put into the campaign. For the record, I did run a leg of the campaign as a DM for a few weeks, and it was a lot of work, so I'll give him that. But it was a hobby, at least to me, and this is our life. That was something I elected to do, and this is something I need to do, like a chore. He pointed out that I don't need to cook either. We can afford to eat out every night and hire a cleaning service for sorting out the apartment.
Oh, damn. Good for them. Then you know what? You know what? I would call them on it.
Mm-hmm.
Call them on that shit. We can afford that? Okay, then that's what we're going to do. We're going to have this, and that for dinner this week. Mm-hmm. Planned out. We're calling all the menus laid out.
Yeah.
And call these freaking housekeepers in, and let's see what happens. Do that. I would immediately do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's not wrong. We can afford it, but still felt weird. I eventually let the whole thing go. But I feel like I'm going to need some sort of a resolution because I can feel the resentment bubbling in my chest. I don't want to win an argument. I'm not looking for vindication. But can someone give me an insight? Am I wrong? Am I being an unreasonable asshole about D&D?
Yep.
You think so?
Are you kidding me? They can afford a housekeeper and to order out every single night? Just fucking do that. What are you doing? What the hell are you doing? And he's giving you permission to do it.
I mean, saving money. You gotta think how much that costs.
Apparently they have a surplus of money.
You could have even more of a surplus. I don't
understand. Screw that. And then maybe he would learn his lesson.
But why would you pay someone to do something intimate like clean your house?
Because I don't want to do it.
I mean, it's not like a labor thing.
My sister does.
She does? She really? What the fuck?
She does once a month. She gets someone in there to deep clean the house.
I guess if you got the money for it, yeah.
I don't know. Some people do it. Like, she's not like a weekly or everyday thing. Like, literally, it's... Oh, she also gets Botox. I don't know. Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on, man. My sister is like... It's like she hit 30 and it's like, it's on.
Wait till she hits 40. Holy shit. So what do you think? Asshole or not the asshole? You think she's an asshole?
I think she's an asshole. Like, seriously, like... This is a hobby, and this seems fun. And if it takes a long time to come up with... Because in my head, to me, if you're playing a game for hours, that's hours of scenarios that you have to come up with.
Yeah.
And twists and turns in the game, I'm assuming. So let him do his thing. And if he's not just, like, freaking, I don't know, napping or watching TV, he's literally doing that, why are you bitching? You're sitting there playing the game every freaking week with all your friends and having a good time because of the shit that he's coming up with. Mm-hmm. And if you can afford to have someone help you out once in a while, fucking do it.
Well, damn it. We disagree on this one, but of course, you're right.
Like,
I don't understand.
Like, he's literally saying, you don't have to do this stuff. Why are you bitching? Just hire someone to do it. Fuck it. Hire someone to do it. And then you can sit your ass on the freaking couch and do nothing. And then let him make up his little scenario.
Maybe alternate, like she does it, because she
ran part of it. Yeah, they could both do it. So, like, who cares?
Exactly.
Like, calm down. Like, she's a bitch.
All right, so I have to give that one to you, because you are always right.
Yeah,
because
that's ridiculous. Like, you're complaining for no freaking reason.
Hugh Janus says, she's bougie. Yeah, I agree, man. JL says, you got the money, go for it, and each game is a different outcome.
I understand wanting help once in a while, but, like, if you're also enjoying the game that he's coming up with, and he's telling you it's okay to hire someone to help you out, then just fucking do that. Like, stop being a bitch. Yeah. Seriously. Get over it.
All right. This person wants to know, am I the asshole for accusing my mother-in-law of faking being hospitalized and refusing to let her stay with us?
Oh, God.
My husband's 57 and I'm 49. My mother-in-law's 81. She used to be very independent, but since my father-in-law passed away a few years ago, her health has been declining. She can walk and take care of herself. She's just a little bit frailer. She's become much more soft-spoken and generally nice. Being perfectly honest, she never used to be easy to get along with, and my husband agrees. But anyway, that's all right. I didn't have much contact with her, and she had her own life. My husband visited maybe once every few months because we live very close to her, about half an hour. Recently, though, she wants him to visit more often, and she gets upset when she isn't invited to the things we're doing. For example, we recently went on a trip to celebrate my husband's birthday, and he didn't want to bring her as it would really limit the sorts of activities that we could do. She insisted we could have gone on a chill trip and brought her. Last week, we had gone to visit my family. My mother-in-law called my husband and said she was really sick and admitted in the hospital. But my husband obviously panicked. We both took a flight that evening back home to see what was wrong. Turned out she was totally fine and apparently had a little cold. We spoke to the doctor, and she said my mother-in-law had said she couldn't breathe, and when the doctor said she can go home, she insisted on being admitted. I told my husband it sounds like she just wanted to be admitted so you would come back to check on her. He was appalled, but later on agreed that it did kind of make sense and sound like something she would do. She wants to stay with us now because she's sick. Quote-unquote sick. I said no, she's faking it, and I don't want to deal with her all day. My husband thinks I'm being a selfish asshole, and it really caused a rift. What do you think?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to deal with that shit either. That would have pissed me off.
But do you call her out to the husband and be like, yeah, she faked it? You think that was...
But she did.
Yeah, it seems like it.
She did, and now she wants to stay in the house. Which I get, she's 81, so I get it.
You feel bad for the old lady?
She's probably lonely. She lost her husband. She's 81.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she has no one now but her son. So I do feel bad for her. So maybe let her live there. Oh, God, that would drive me insane. But let her live there. But still do your trips and shit. Just don't take her.
It's tough because even saying it and hearing you say it, I agree with it, but it sounds wrong. Because it's like this person's at the end of their life. They don't want to be alone. And you want them to have those memories. You want to have those last memories with them. But you don't want it to interrupt your life, too, you know?
And I get where she's coming from. Like, her husband died, and she's alone. So I get it. She's lonely. And she just wants to see her son more. Like, I don't know. It would suck having her move in. But have her move in, but don't stop living your life. Go do your thing.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason for her to go to the wife's parents' house. What the fuck? What?
Mm-hmm.
When the hell does that happen? Does that happen? I guess some families it does, not mine. But I guess that happens sometimes where all the in-laws are all like meshed together. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
But yeah, she doesn't have to come on your little trips and stuff. I don't. She would drive me nuts. I can't have someone living here, man. I would lose my mind. I mean, I would be good, but I would like, I need a break and I need to.
You talked about my grandfather the other
day. I know. Well, but yeah, but he seems nice.
He's very nice guy.
From what you're saying, like, it doesn't seem like it would be like that big of a deal, that big of a problem.
He'd be out.
He's out there fucking mowing lawns and shit. Like, yeah. I don't like.
The house would look a lot fucking better if he moved in. I'll tell you that.
I don't think I would have a problem with that person, but like certain people, I think it would seriously drive me insane if they were here like 24/7.
Yeah. What's up, the Lysol Tony Romeo? I like that name. Pretty cool. All right. So, what do you think, asshole or not?
What was the question again?
Well, basically, like, them saying, like, hey, this old lady's faking being sick. She can get us home. Do you think that was an asshole move or not?
I don't think that's... She was faking it, though. Yeah. Was it an asshole... It's because they wanted to move in. I don't know. I'm going to say not the asshole.
Stay for a couple. It wasn't like a permanent move-in solution, I don't think.
I don't know. Not the asshole.
Yeah. All right, I'll go with that.
I don't know.
Well, can you believe it's been an hour already?
I know it has been.
Which means
it's fucking late, man.
Is your favorite one of the show, and I have no idea why.
It is. It is fucking late.
I thought it was because you got the pick.
It's like midnight in this room.
I fucking love the paint job. It looks so good in here.
It's like fucking like I can't even see in front of my face. It's so damn dark.
It's
in this
beautiful.
Room.
I love it so much. But you get a choice in this one. And there's a couple, and whichever one we don't use, we'll put it on our Monday show. For if you guys are new listeners to the show. Click on the subscribe button because we have shows every Monday and Wednesday with a live show on Friday. And it's going to be between 7 and 8. We always update on Twitter. And on our Wednesday show, we don't really give the time when we get the schedule and everything here. So you're going to pick one of these, all right? So I want you to listen very closely.
And Monday and Wednesday are not asshole
stories. No, those are the ones you get to hear me go the fuck off about.
Yeah.
Shit, man. I love it. This is us being mild and chilled out.
This is me. This is the one where I'm the one that's judgy.
Yeah. You're the catty bitch this time.
So stupid.
All right, so here we go. Am I the asshole for telling my half-sister she isn't welcome on the family vacation with my mom? Or am I the asshole for no longer helping my sister out? Am I the asshole for telling my twin sister she will never fit in with us? Or am I the asshole for arguing with my potential mother-in-law after she said she'd be sad if I married her son?
Get to the half-sister one. I have four half-sisters.
The vacation one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have four half-sisters, so I can definitely throw some freaking input in here.
How about this? So before we get into this one, it sounds like a situation where, like, your dad and mom...
Yeah.
Separated.
Yeah. And my dad went and had more kids, and my mom had another kid.
And then that... sibling, the half wants, sibling wants to come on vacation. How would you?
So think? it's like my sister that I actually talked to wanted to go on vacation with my dad.
Yeah,
fucking bizarre.
Yeah, like
that'd be fucking weird. Or it's like my sister in Texas wanting to go in on a vacation with my mom.
Your mom would be all for it too.
Which is weird.
They are so obsessed with the other sibling.
Freaking weird. Because that sister's mother went and blew up my dad's car when he was dating my mom. Oh, man. It's all weird. Give me the half-sibling one. Because I can,
all right.
I can give a scenario there.
My dad had an affair around the time he and my mom conceived me. I'm 16. And my half-sister Jessie, who's also 16, was a result.
Oh my god, they're the same age.
My parents already had my sister Winter, who's 18. I love that name. That's a pretty cool fucking name, Winter.
I like that too.
And after me and my parents and I, damn it, had my brothers Hayes, 14, and Jonah, 13.
Oh, wow. I like Hayes too.
Yeah, they have really cool
Winter
names.
And Hayes. I want more babies. These are good names. These are good names.
Well, I got Monica fixed, so you ain't gonna be able to take our kid. We found out Jessie was her half-sister 6 years ago. My parents' marriage broke up over the revelation. Dad ended up getting back together with Jessie's mom, which broke up her marriage, which happened after she and my dad had broken up. Jessie knew my dad and they had a relationship. Winter and I knew her from school, but we were not close to her. Only after the big reveal did we really talk to Jessie, and she told us we had to treat her as a real sister, and that her parents said we would always have to include her now because she was her family. That's been her attitude ever since. She does not think any of us can talk to each other unless she's involved. She jumps into conversations. She tries to rewrite history to include herself. Sounds like Joe Biden the way he fucking makes up shit. Jonah tried to get a little closer to her and yelled at him a few times because he wasn't doing it the way she wanted, meaning he wasn't erasing history. First time it was over Universal Studios, and she said her first time there should be together. He told her we had already been there, and she yelled at him. The second time was when she talked about all the Christmases we spent together, and he mentioned we hadn't spent one together yet. What the fuck is wrong with this girl? If she's just making up memories for everyone else.
Yeah, it's weird. That's bizarre. I don't like it.
That is so fucking weird, man. JL said I better get to it. And he also said that the last person needed a cat, the old lady.
Yes! She's lonely.
Really? You think a fucking cat would fix it? You don't think a dog would be a better companion for an old person?
Fuck that. No.
Nope. Yeah, because you got to take it out to walk. Okay, all right. I'll give you
that. I lived in my first apartment, had an old... The landlord's mother, who was extremely old, lived downstairs from me.
Mm.
And she was lonely, and they gave her a dog. And this poor old lady could not take care of this dog. It would piss and shit at the bottom of my stairs. And like, because she couldn't do anything. She couldn't take it for a walk. This poor dog. Oh my God. It was just an awful situation because they knew she was lonely, so they gave her that. No, you can't give, no.
You gave her a dog she can't take care of, and it was chained to a fucking, like, a pole.
It was the worst. Oh my God.
Piles of shit and just piss at the bottom of the stair. It was ridiculous. Because it couldn't go any further. The leash was right there. It was
no grass, pavement. It was only on terrible situation. Absolutely not. You would give a cat before you give a dog. Because a cat can take care of itself. It's fine.
I agree with you, Jay. All cats, you know, cats, I've turned around on cats. I've been blown up with a lot of cat videos.
Cats are fucking amazing.
And there's this one cat video that I get sent. And it's this, it's two cats, and one of them makes this rawr, rawr, rawr sound, and the person narrates what it's saying, and it's always some funny shit, and it's talking to, like, a wife cat, who goes, rawr, rawr, and they have, like, a caption next to it, and it's always funny shit.
It's so funny, because Jenna literally, she's in Animal Facts Club.
Yeah.
And she had to go and find facts for today, and it was cat. This week was a cat. Next week is tiger. So don't... Please don't get me started because it's a goddamn cat, but whatever.
Yeah.
So, this week was cat. And one of the facts was that cats don't meow at each other.
I fucking said that.
They don't meow at each other. They hiss, they purr, and they spit at each other.
This came up like 2 weeks ago.
But they meow at humans.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
They don't... Yeah.
Really?
They're not supposed to.
Like, I could have sworn that our cats would just, like, once in a while, in passing, just, like, meow.
They never did. You know, I thought they did, but come to think of it.
I thought so, too.
I'm trying to remember now, when Periwinkle and Whippet were together, I'd never seen them meow. They always get close.
And sniff each other and headbutt.
And that's it.
Like, yeah.
They never meowed at each other, that I can remember. I've never
so
seen
strange.
It.
So strange. I saw that fact today. I'm like... Wow. Yeah. Okay, so every time they were meowing, they were meowing at us. For some reason.
Like, hey, motherfucker, get me something. We don't have to meow, because I think they have some kind of, like, psychic deal.
Oh, so weird.
Animals just know without saying what the other one's up to. They just know they have their own language, and we just can't understand, no matter how many, you know, people they fucking, they can't do the baby. The fucking cat's looking at you like, what the fuck is this person saying? Why are you always doing that dumb voice to me? The fuck do you call me princess all the time? My name ain't princess.
Because they're cute and cuddly.
I'm a dude, man. All right, so whenever we have family time at Dad's house, she will come up with stories of things we haven't done and her attempts to change the past. She'll also make comments about our mom getting in the way of the family, and it normally results in a fight with me and Winter versus her because we do not tolerate that shit. So we don't have the best relationship with her. I can't say any of us hate her. Maybe Winter does, but I don't. But I don't consider her a real sister or a member of my family, and in 2 years I won't speak to her or my dad because I'm pissed at him for other things. So this year is the first year since the divorce that Mom can take us on vacation, and she has decided to make it a special one because Winter goes to college in the fall. Jesse found out about this because of Dad, and he wasn't happy with Mom taking advantage of the chance to extend custody during the summer for 2 weeks for a vacation, and he wasn't happy because Winter said no to going on vacation with his family this year. She no longer sees Dad because she's 18. So,
yeah,
man, that would fucking rip me apart if I found out that the kids hated my guts for some bullshit.
Some bullshit. He had an affair and had another kid.
Yeah, I know. I mean, yeah, I
that's
can't.
That's not some bullshit.
I can't put myself in those shoes because we have a good life. But
like, I'll never forget the day I found out my dad had another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom. I remember she called me into her room. She had just gotten off the phone. She's like, you got another sister. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And that was like a whole court thing. He had to do a DNA and stuff. He wasn't letting anyone know. And it was just like, and like this one popped up out of nowhere. And it's like, whoa, what the fuck? And it took years before we met. I still don't consider my sister. Like, she's just not. She's my sister, but she's just not.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here with that shit. She was just like, no. Just no. That was some one night stand at a fucking bar that just fucking went terribly wrong. Yeah. And like, here she is. Like, fuck you.
How awkward, though, would those visits be?
Oh my god! Like he didn't have visitation. Like it was nothing. So even he had visitation of me and my full blooded sister, but he didn't have visitation with any of the other ones, which was fucking. Kind of think of it, that's really fucking bizarre. Although the one was in Texas, but he didn't have visitation with any of them.
He must have. I don't think you know the whole story there. There's no way you know the whole story.
Like, none of us were ever together. I met my sister from Texas when I was 17.
We both have pretty fractured fucking families, the two of us. Isn't that weird? How, like, I met my entire dad's side of the family, like, just recently over some crazy shit.
It's so odd. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's weird.
Crazy, man.
But this girl, no, she can't come on a vacation.
Especially when you're a fucking weirdo. Like, you didn't even try to get into the family. You try to create stories.
No, she's trying to create weird memories that never happened and get mad when they talk about things that actually did happen and she wasn't there. So that's really bizarre. That's, like, showing, like, she needs counseling. Yeah. It's showing, like, red flags everywhere. Like, she wants to be, I get it.
I understand.
She wants to be a part of the family, but you can't, like, you can't make shit up.
Yeah.
Right? And if you're acting weird like that, they're not going to freaking bring you. And first of all, like, that's not your mom. So you're, why would this woman take the Fairchild on a vacation?
Like, I don't get it either. She just wants to be involved. Like, what happened? I mean, you want to be included, but you got to understand, like, that's not your lane, kids. Stay in your own lane. So Jesse told us we couldn't go on a family vacation without her, and she needed to come.
Oh, my gosh. This girl is crazy.
Mm-hmm. I told her that wasn't happening, and she said we had to include her because she's our sister.
Oh, no.
I said, you're not my mom's daughter. She said we're family, though, and she's our sister. I told her she's not welcome on our vacation with mom. She would never and never would be one of us, and we don't want her there. She yelled at me, and of course my dad got pissed for upsetting her and saying such a shitty thing to her and taking his affair out on her. Am I the asshole?
Nope. Okay. This girl seems like a little crazy. And it's not her fault, right? The dad fucked around, had her, and, like, she probably had not that great of a life.
Yeah.
So it's definitely not her fault, but she's acting very weird.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't insert yourself into a family that has nothing to do with you. Even though you might be related to the sisters, that mom is not your mom. So you can't... That's weird.
Yeah.
You can't insert yourself in there.
I don't know, man. The more I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking she is an asshole.
Nope.
Because I feel kind of bad for this girl. I mean, she's...
bad for her, but that's not her problem. This is not this woman's problem.
Maybe she's special needs. I mean, not a normal person doesn't make up stories like that.
Okay, well, if you're... Well, no, that's very true. But she should have put that in... That's true. So now maybe I'm going to start looking at it a different way. But now you should say that in the damn story.
Yeah, it wasn't said in the story, but there's something wrong with this girl. She's got to be special needs, or she's desperate. I mean,
well,
everybody
that's why
wants
I said
to
she needs counseling.
Feel like they belong, you know?
It's fucking weird.
Who wants to go into a place or in a situation where, like, you feel like you're being left out? No one wants to feel like you're excluded and shit. This kid probably just is lost, lonely, desperately wants that sister.
But then the dad... Well, the dad is doing a vacation, but Winter doesn't want to be involved in that.
Because the dad's a fucking scumbag.
So then...
You blame the dad on this whole thing, I guess.
This dad's a fucking dick.
Yeah, I agree. He's a shit show, man.
He created the whole situation. Because the dad should just do a vacation with all the kids, but the one kid doesn't want to even be involved. So then just bring the rest of them, then.
You can't do a vacation
with
all the kids.
I don't know. Like, this is...
JL, you're right. It's a shit
that's
show.
That's a mess. That's a mess. I don't even know how you solve that. The dad fucked up. That's a mess.
The dad fucked up big time. I mean,
but
he
you
had
can't.
The affair.
But the mom. That's not her mom. So you can't. Like, no. That's weird. That you're invading our family vacation. Yeah. Like you were conceived when I was pregnant with this one. Like, that's weird.
I mean, think about the Mark Wahlberg movie with what the fuck was that dude's name? Will Ferrell.
Daddy's home.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the same situation, right? You got the stepdad, you got all the other shit, you got the kids all mixed together.
Such a good movie.
And we laughed. They could have had something nice.
Hilarious.
I mean, this is not an impossible situation. In a perfect world, the dad and mom could have been like, hey, you know, we had a thing that happened years ago. I had a kid with someone else. But you can move past it. I'm sure the wife moved on. He moved on, obviously. He's got a kid, 16 years old. I mean, they still hold the grudge. they could have pieced things up years ago and be like, let's just make this work for the kids. And then she could have not made it weird, and she could have gone on vacation with the mom that's not hers.
No.
But in the perfect world, they could have made it work.
Okay, then, no.
They could have made it work. Give me a break. They could have made it work. You can be on good terms with people, and you can love each other.
This is weird.
You could have a perfect... I mean, this is some impossible sitcom type shit, but it could work. If everyone's mature and not stupid, you can make it work.
Oh, my God. I would never.
Anna Claudia Nogueira Santos. Holy shit, I fucking ran out of names in the phone book on that one. Welcome to the chat. How you doing? As I insult people coming through there. What the fuck's wrong with me, man? Maybe I'm the asshole. There you go. I don't think this person's... I don't know, man. You know, fuck it. They are the asshole, in my opinion. They're an asshole.
Wait.
Yep. Thank you for agreeing.
No,
the show's
wait.
Over,
what was
everybody.
The question? The question is, are they an asshole for not allowing her to join the
yeah,
vacation,
they're an
right?
asshole.
So, no, they're not.
I think they're an asshole.
They're not. Nope.
They're an asshole.
Get
my
the
opinion.
Fuck out of here, you crazy bitch.
I think she's
get
an
some
asshole.
Fucking help.
Definitely an asshole.
No.
But I'm wrong because, you know.
Because
I'm
right.
Because I'm always wrong. What do you got planned for this weekend?
I am... What am I doing? I'll probably keep watching Teen Wolf.
Yeah. You're going to give a final review on that show again?
Oh, it's fucking A++. It's fucking awesome. I'm really upset that you said in Discord that Twilight ruined shit like that for you.
It
because
did.
Because... When you said you were going to watch Twilight, I burst out laughing for like 20 fucking minutes, knowing damn well that you were going to hate that shit.
It's the worst.
So whoever the fuck got you watching that, I'm pissed at. Because I think you would really, really like Teen Wolf.
It was the worst fucking movie I've ever seen.
This is like supernatural in teen, like werewolf shit.
It don't
there's,
ever,
it's not just, no.
Don't ever disrespect
I'm
supernatural
just saying, there's
again.
Like, no, but... There's other things besides werewolves. It, like, you would like this show if you gave it a freaking shot. And it pisses me off that you compare it to Teen... Or what the hell is it?
Twilight.
Twilight. That fucking stupid shit. Like, I knew you were going to hate that.
Twilight was
that was a waste of your time.
Probably the worst thing I've ever watched.
I knew you wouldn't like it.
Easily Twilight was... It was such pure garbage. I don't know. I mean, movies, I would say Twilight was the worst movie I've ever seen. The worst TV show I've ever seen was True Blood.
Well, I can't.
Straight up trash. Another show. Some dude getting butt fucked by a truck. I'm like, what the fuck? The guy from Southland, Casey, was supposed to be the dude getting butt fucked.
Yellowstone.
But it turned out to be the guy who played Luke's son on General Hospital that I hated. The dude with the black hair.
Lucky.
No, not Lucky. The other one. The
fucking
Ethan. He was the one getting.
Ethan.
He's the one getting
How
slapped out.
How did I pull that name out my
head? You're watching the show again. It's coming back here.
But he's not.
He was
not even
getting,
on the show. He was on the originals, too.
Yeah, he sucks. And he was the one getting clapped out. And I was like, yeah, this show is just done. It was a terrible show.
Oh.
So at least you got what you're getting done. Me, I'm just going to work and then fucking... I don't know. I got to get into a TV show. I got to figure something out here, man. I got to figure something out. I got to find something to watch. I will be watching something. I'll be reviewing it on Monday because I'm sick of not finding things to watch. I'm just going to hop on in. I'll take suggestions. You guys email me. Let me know. Fucking figure it out, man.
Everyone just needs to say...
Nobody wants to watch shit with me anymore. You fucking hate my guts. My BFF doesn't want to watch shit with me anymore. She's always busy living her own life. People have lives now, you know? What the hell's going on with
lives?
The
only person that doesn't have a life is me.
Yeah.
And I have nothing to watch, so I'm rewatching stuff.
Hey, if you're a no-life person and you want to give a lonely old man some fucking attention, let's fucking do this, man. Help me find some shows and we'll fucking figure this out.
I'm telling you, Teen Wolf. And if you can get through the first two episodes of The Quiet on Set,
all right.
The other two episodes I thought were much better. It was just it was more interesting. I'm telling you, the first half of that was just boring as shit.
I'll hop right on back into it. And J-Hall, I'm actually going to send you a message on our channel after the show because I saw a device. That's kind of similar to that one. He's talking about the gaming thing he's got. What the fuck is it called?
Steam Deck?
The Steam Deck. Yeah, I saw something similar, and I'm like, okay. Maybe this is a worthy choice, but I got to get an expert's review, and he's good with the video game stuff, so.
You know, there was an update to DC Universe, and I still have not turned that goddamn game on.
Really? There was an update?
You told me there was.
Oh, okay. I thought there was another one. I thought there was something else, because that was, like, last week.
Oh, see? You just told me yesterday. Hmm. And I'm like, I still haven't turned that shit on.
Dude, our days are so fucked up. I feel like we fell into a portal, and we're just in another world here.
Well, you can find us.
Thank you.
Because we'll just keep rambling.
We went long today because, I mean, the show is later because of the schedule.
I'm going to bed. You can find us at Voice of Misery on all platforms and Voice of Misery podcast at gmail.com.
The worst thing is Monica. I can see her over there in the corner tapping her watch like, come on. God. Later, guys. Have a good one.